So some of the significant history during Bill Pollard's time, during that time in the beginning days in the late 60s, 1960s, originally local parents came together to find options for their children. So they worked to open the Happy Days School on Slash Road in Napanee, and individuals who attended that school attended till they were 15. Local families soon realized the school on its own wasn't enough. They wanted to expand options to provide support for their children beyond the school years. So then the first workshop was opened in the former school building supporting 8 individuals. Support is more than just a building, though, so soon the parents of the individuals began a campaign to invite the Government of Ontario, our Ministry of Community and Social Services, to participate financially in this mission. And the government agreed and approved 80% of the budget needed to run the Slash Road workshop, and then the agency raised the other 20%. Success of the Slash Road workshop was immediate, and word traveled quickly to the community of what was being offered. Soon it became obvious the workshop was too small to accommodate the growing need, and a new building was required. Province was canvassed, and once again, they came up with the 80-20% model, 80% and 20% for the organization. The association had only 4 short months to raise 20% of the cost of the new building. A fundraising committee was established, and the committee looked for a leader who could garner enough community support and respect to make sure the goal could be reached. That leader was Mr. Bruce McPherson of Gibbers. Bruce's family was and still is a family, founding family of Napanee. The committee got to go working, visiting every local service club, and overwhelmed with the response and generosity of this fine community. He seems to pass their goal. That building now is at 99 Richmond Boulevard, where it was purchased, and that's where we are still.